For every passing play, every running play, every win, and every loss, there is one man making all the calls. Get ready to dig deep into this week's game and relive all of last week's plays. It's Real Talk About Your Team.
We have reached the final week of the regular season for high school football. Can you believe that? Season has gone by in such a hurry this season. It's a very big week, though, for both Carbon and Emory. The Carbon Dinos, they control their own destiny. They have a chance to clinch a home playoff spot if they can get a win this Friday against Judge Morial. Now, a Carbon loss means Carbon would be scoreboard watching for Emory. If Emory could somehow top Grantsville, they would move in and clinch a home playoff spot. If Emory was to lose and Carbon was to lose, we would have a coin flip to determine the final seeding in the three-way tie. Joining us right now to talk about the action coming up this Friday, we have Carbon High School football coach Josh Huntsman over the phone right now. Coach, a pleasure as always. Thank you.
I appreciate you having me on.
Coach, we'll start by talking about last week's game. You guys went toe-to-toe with the Morgan Trojans. I don't want to spend too much time on this because you and I had a pretty good conversation following the game on air. However, it did result in a loss, which means you guys have one more chance to clinch a home playoff spot before it goes to a coin toss. All in all, that's a good Morgan football team.
You know, definitely is a good Morgan football team. Well-coached, disciplined, understand the game, you know, just always in the right place. You know, we had to play a perfect game to beat them, and we didn't do that Friday night.
You know, Coach, I always come away from games like that looking at situations on how you guys improved as a football team. And to me, it's quite simple. I believe in the trenches, you guys are not any worse than you were, knowing that you were going up against one of the top defensive lines that I've seen in the state. I mean, they have caused havoc for pretty much every team they played. I mean, that's a pretty lethal four-man front. And even when we take a look at what they want to do offensively, that line does a terrific job of getting Carter Thackery time to throw the football, climb the pocket, and kind of pick his poison. You guys got to go up against the best team in the state. I think it's hands down. That's the way to look at it.
Yeah, it definitely is. And I told Kobe Christiansen at halftime. I said, you know, I said, you got a state championship contender team right here. I said, you should be proud of what you guys have because you guys are tough. You know, and he was complimentary about our kids, but you know, that's just a darn good football team.
When you look at what you guys managed to do defensively, Coach, I thought that you guys played well in the secondary, and you and I talked about this. There were a couple of plays where you guys were right where you needed to be. Unfortunately, Thackery's a great quarterback, and he managed to just place the ball perfect. I mean, it was college-esque type placement of that football. I mean, really, you go back and you look at the tape, do you still feel that way, that this defense, that you guys played well defensively, all things considered?
You know, I thought there was a couple of breakdowns in communication where, you know, we had one side of the field in zone, another side of the field in man. But, you know, I thought our kids played well. I thought they were where they were supposed to be. We just, you know, we were outplayed by a good football team.
Is it a deflating loss, Coach, or do the kids seem upbeat this week in practice?
You know, kids are pretty upbeat. You don't look at Morgan and say that's a defeating loss. I mean, they put 45 points up on every team they've played. And usually it's early. Usually it's in the first, second quarter that they have all those points up. And so, you know, that's a state championship contender. So if our kids are deflated by that, they shouldn't be. That's a fantastic football club.
Right. Right. Well, yeah, that's absolutely the way I felt. I know that the kids had high confidence following the win against Emory, back-to-back losses since that point. But it is important to stress, you guys are in a fine situation. In fact, I'm willing to say, Coach, at the beginning of the season, if I'd have told you all you have to do is earn a win at home against Judge Memorial last game of the year to get a home playoff game, you'd probably take that scenario, wouldn't you?
I definitely would. You know, and I think our kids are up for that challenge. I think, you know, this community is ready for a home playoff football game, and so we're gonna go out there and do our best to get it for them.
Injuries, I know, are always a cause for concern, Coach, especially when you have a lower number program, and they tend to add up around this time of the year. On that injury front, how does Carbon look going into the final game against Judge?
You know, it's the next man up mentality. We did lose Noah Jones to a broken hand yesterday in practice, and so, you know, we'll put Jalen Dennis in there, and Jalen will do a good job for us. You know, we'll kind of change things up a little bit, make it more suitable for what he's comfortable with. But I feel like, you know, we're still in a great position to give Judge a run for their money.
You mentioned Jalen Dennis at quarterback, Coach. I'm going to go back to the offseason, early summer workouts. There were a couple of practices that I attended, and at that point in time, Noah was not around. He was still at boot camp, and so Jalen was actually running the offense. And I remember you putting a big emphasis on situational football. Now, I know Jalen has taken snaps under center or at quarterback over the last couple of months, that you had toyed with this idea going up against Emory as well, that Jalen would be your quarterback. Do you believe that he has learned that situational football, even though his primary responsibility has not been quarterback since the offseason workouts?
I think he has. I think we've moved him around on the football field enough for him to understand each role of each position player there. So, I mean, he's been out at wide receiver for us. He's been in the slot for us. He's played a quarterback in a few JV games for us. And so I think Jalen will be just fine. You know, he's what we're going to look to for the future. And so, you know, there's no better time than now to get him prepared, get him ready to go.
He has played very well defensively for you guys, especially at safety, Coach. And I'm assuming that this is something that will definitely benefit him. The fact that he has played such a crucial role for you guys in the secondary, he knows how to move defensive backs. He knows how to move safeties, at least with his eyes. At least I would expect that for a kid that has played such a prominent role on that side of the ball.
Yeah, he definitely has, and he's been caught a few times by a quarterback moving him with his eyes. And so I think, turnabout straight play there, I think Jalen understands the techniques that are going to be played in the back end. So I think that he'll be able to move safeties where he needs to move them and move corners to where he needs them and to be able to make those critical throws.
Again, we're being joined right now by Coach Josh Huntsman of the Carbon Dino football team. Coach, we'll talk about Noah. You mentioned a broken hand. I know you and I talking a little bit off the cuff. It's not all doom and gloom. There's a chance you guys could get him back, at least for the defensive side of the football, before the end of the year.
Yeah, we're hoping to. We're gonna see what his doctors say and if we can get him casted up and clubbed up well enough for him to come out and play. You know, if not, you know, it's hard when you lose a guy like that. He's been a prominent fixture here at Carbon High School for the last 4 years. I mean, he's seen playing time at quarterback since he was a freshman. And so, you know, it's tough when you lose him, especially on a senior night game. And you know, we'll just continue to try to get him healthy and see if we can get him on the football field and get him in a role where he can help us team.
We'll talk about the opponent on Friday night, Coach. Judge Memorial, it's kind of odd for a program that just, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, they were competing for state championships, and right now they've yet to win a football game this year, especially in region play. Offensively, they have definitely struggled, and I believe that you guys have gotten better and better defensively throughout the entire season. And the fact is, look, Judge gave up 44 points to Grantsville, they gave up 41 to Union, they gave up 50-plus to Morgan. I believe they gave up 28 to Emory, which was the most that Emory has scored all year. So when you take a look at what this team does defensively and how you guys kind of fit into the equation, to me, it's a great matchup on both sides of the football. They're not scoring a lot of points. They're giving up a ton of points.
You know, they're tough defensively. You know, their defensive ends will pinch hard and they'll actually squeeze plays, allow their linebackers to come downhill and play. You know, they, despite their record, this is actually a pretty good football team, and they're very well coached. Coach Cordova does a fantastic job with them every single year. He gets players in the right position, and so this is a good matchup for us. I think we're going to score points, and I think they're going to give up some points. But you know, we've got to control the football still. We've got to still continue to do the things that we do offensively and defensively to put ourselves in a position to take control of the football game.
At this stage in the season, you should be seeing the best of any team, barring any major injury. And when I talk about Judge Memorial's lack of offensive production, they didn't. I believe they only scored 2 touchdowns, if I'm not mistaken, in non-region play. Since that point in time in region play, they've had success. I mean, they have scored 3 touchdowns, I believe, in 3 out of the 4 games or something to that extent. Have you seen massive improvement from this opponent, Coach, going into Friday's game?
You know, watching, we've got quite a bit of film on them, and having watched quite a bit of that film, you know, you can definitely see their improvement each week. And you know, it's tough. He's been up and down all season. He's gone from 35 plays to 21 plays, back to 33, back to 20. And so he's been up and down with his players. I don't believe he's played a sub-varsity game in over 3 weeks. And so, you know, he's working on trying to get players back into the lineup, and it's tough when he has a different lineup every single week.
I know that this game is important in the sense, Coach, where you guys can lock up the 4 seed, but you could realistically drop all the way down to the 6 seed with a loss, depending on how the coin flip goes. Have you paid attention to the 3A South at all and maybe looked at who you could potentially match up against in the first round of the playoffs?
You know, it's been interesting as you take quite a few teams over there in the South that are 4-4 sitting in that 4, 5, and 6 spot. And so it's kind of up in the air as to who's going to do what. I know, you know, the big one is happening up top. You've got Juan Diego and Summit Academy who are playing this weekend to figure out that number 1 seed. They could have a tie on the top 3. They could also have a tie in the bottom 3. So you're not real sure as to how that's going to play out. I know Richfield played real tough at the beginning of the year. We're sitting at 4-4. And in sixth position in that region. And so, you know, GWAB has played great football right now, too. They're sitting at 4-4 and lost to Manti. You know, Manti's sitting in that 4 spot right now. And so, you know, it looks like if things play out how we kind of think that they will, we'll probably end up playing GWAB, you know, in the first round of the playoffs. If not, you know, if GWAB picks up a win, And something else crazy happens, you could be in that coin flip for the bottom 3, just like in the coin flip for the top 3.
I'm not gonna lie, Coach, I'd be really curious to see a Carbon Manti part 2 this season. I really would.
You know, that would definitely be a fun one, but you know, we'll take whoever we get. I think we're a better football team currently right now than we were at the beginning of the year. And so I think that would definitely be a fun matchup. You know, GWAB would be a good matchup. I don't know a lot about GWAB this year, about what they've done. You know, don't know a whole lot about Richfield, what they've done this year either. And so, you know, any one of those teams would be a fun matchup. But, you know, definitely a Manti matchup would definitely be a fun one to see where we were at from the beginning of the year to the end of the year.
I know the kids always get up for the rivalry matchups against Emory. I know they get up for state tournament games, Coach, but when we take a look at the senior class all the way down to the sophomore class and maybe even some freshmen that may get to see the football field this Friday, it's not an overstatement to say this is the most important game that they have ever played at Carbon High this Friday.
I believe it is. You know, a lot of our kids will say that Emory game was the most important one, but, for me, it's always the next one up. And, you know, if we get a win here, we put ourselves in a great position to host a playoff game and to bring something to Carbon County that hasn't been here in a very, very long time. And so, you know, that's what we're excited about, is being able to go out, being able to perform, and, you know, possibly bring in a home playoff game to Carbon County.
Well, Coach, I'm definitely looking forward to the game on Friday. I really appreciate the time, and we'll see you there.
Yep, thanks for having me on. Go Dinos.
Go Dinos, definitely. Coach Josh Huntsman of the Carbon Dino football team taking out the time to preview Friday's action, which, of course, you'll be able to listen to on KRPX 95.3 The Peak, beginning at 6:30 p.m. with the Landon's Diesel Service pregame show. We've got a break for just a moment. When we return, we're going to talk NBA basketball. 1 week away from the start of the regular season, how the Utah Jazz look in preseason? If you paid attention, if not, we'll give you a rundown. That's coming up next, right here on Drive Time Sports.